As an intuitive counselor, I've worked with so many beautiful, amazing, and fiercely talented individuals who, despite their successes, feel disconnected. They feel at odds with the daily grind, out of step with their goals, marching in footsteps that aren't the right fit for their own natural strides. Many feel surprised at how they got to the present moment. A seemingly successful life should feel blissful, joyous, and ecstatic. Yet something felt amiss, a key out of tune in the overall melody. The pressures of everyday life can tug and pull at our spirit. The expectations others have of us and those we place upon ourselves exert a gravitational force that reshapes us. When we experience disappointments, traumas, or loss, we can lose our footing. Our past, present, and future shift underneath us like tectonic plates colliding with such force that we feel uprooted, upended, and completely restructured. The fault lines that result from these geological soul shifts can plunge us into a fractured darkness. It is from within this inky blackness, through the shadowy caves of anxiety, fear, confusion, and grief, that we learn just how brightly we can shine. But few of us have the right tools to excavate those dark caverns. We look for the quick fix, the new job, the new house, the new diet. We look to the new president, prime minister, or political party to deliver the life or society we feel we deserve. We think the positive thoughts. We vibe higher. We cleanse our auras. We do all the things. And yet we still feel shackled to shadows we are unable to release. We pretend it's okay. We pretend that we're whole. We pretend that the scar tissue will smooth over and will magically wake up happy, content, perfect. But there is no easy fix. Shadow work is the energetic exchange required for navigating the new geography. It is the toll we pay to venture farther along the highway of possibilities. Our own shadows are illuminated only by our own unique light. When we reconnect to our radiance, we mine the sparkling gems buried within the darkness. So what is radiance? I'm definitely not a love and light all the time person. For me, finding your internal radiance doesn't mean ignoring the darker shadow aspects of yourself. It isn't glossing over the negative things you see in the world, nor is it turning a blind eye to suffering, heartache, or sadness. It is prioritizing the kindling of your own light so that within those times of darkness, suffering, and sadness, you know exactly where to find your spark and how to shine it as a lighthouse to guide the way home. It's easy for us to feel that darkness is overwhelming and inescapable. It can feel like a constant uphill battle to slog through our own objections, limiting beliefs, and nagging doubts. But the radiance is in the effort. We shine through the struggle, polishing our internal lanterns through the friction of the attempt. Although darkness can seem to fill a room, even the tiniest flame cuts through the shadows. In the rock, paper, scissors of life, light always wins, even if it's the faintest flicker of a spark. When we look at the darkness in our own lives, it may come suddenly as in the face of loss, grief, or trauma. It may crawl in like a fog with doubts that go ungrappled with for months or years. But our light is always there, waiting for us to flip the switch and gain even the smallest toehold to keep us clinging to the ledge until we're strong enough to climb all the way up. When I talk about light and radiance within this book, I'm referring to our true soul essence, our authentic self. We are all unique and sparkling pieces of divine, universal light. The messages, stories, and activities in this book are a map to help you find your way back to you. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but if you felt drawn to this book, then there are messages and tools within it that match your vibration during this part of your personal journey. There's something here for you, dear one. It is my honor to serve and guide you in any way that I can. My guides share the following invitation with you. You're here for a reason. You have a purpose. We're all in this together. We need your light, your spark, your divine radiance to help light the way. Don't inhibit yourself. Inhabit yourself. Reconnect with the beauty of who you are. You are enough. You are magical. You are a piece of the light within all of us. And we are cheering you on. Shine on, radiant soul.